Give me power. I dear Lord, there's no limit. Give me power until I overcome. Give me power, my dear Lord, there's no limit. Give me power, my dear Lord, there's no limit. Give me power until I overcome. God bless you, brethren. I greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Speaking to you on this daily devotion is Pastor Albert Matimbe from Zimbabwe. I want to appreciate God for his servants that have been speaking of the past years, being used of God to sharpen our understanding, to encourage us in the faith, to give us courage. May the Lord bless them all. It is also my prayer that this week the Lord will visit us in a special way, so that we'll be moved from glory to glory, elevated from one dimension to another. I'm thankful to God that he has brought me back from a missionary trip of over 500 kilometers away from home. And the Lord gave us much harvest. And to him we give glory. When you see souls being saved, when we see the gospel being preached, and many accepting the gospel of truth, that's our joy. I would want us to go to the book of Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 10, where Apostle Paul said to the Ephesians, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I'm an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us commit this sermon unto the Lord. Precious Heavenly Father, the creator of heaven is the earth. You said, Lord, in the book of Deuteronomy, that men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. We ask for thy presence and circumcision of the mouth of the speaker, circumcision of the hearts that will receive this word, circumcision of the ears, and Lord, that we shall be blessed by the preaching of your word. No man can interpret these things unless he is inspired by the Holy Spirit from above. The inspiration that led to the writing of these books, the epistles, let the same inspiration come over the speaker, the preacher. We are told in the Bible that you used at one time a donkey. It became your mouthpiece. And you would speak even through the burning bush, the whirlwind. And what more can be done when you speak through the human being whom you have created, the human being who is the highest form of all living creatures, the human being whom you have made an amateur God? Much is going to be expounded. So we look upon thee that you shall bless us this week from the beginning to the end. We ask through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We have heard from the book of Ephesians. Apostle Paul was telling the Ephesians how to meet the challenges of life. He was telling them that there was no joke, or there's no joke, in this Christian walk. I am made to understand that being forewarned and being foretold, you have been forearmed. The Lord is so good that he tells you well in advance things that you are going to meet on the way. Challenges that you would meet on the way. So that when you encounter such, you won't be surprised. You won't be taken by surprise. It is always the doing of the Lord. That is what he always do. He forewarns you first. He foretells you first that in such as a time, in such as a place, you'll encounter this, you would encounter that. Even when the children of Israel were coming out from Egypt, the Lord told them, on the way you shall face the Jebusites, on the way you shall face the Hittites, on the way you shall meet the Canaanites. But fear not. He was foretelling them, forewarning them, and by so doing, he was forearming them. There's no better armament than being told of what is going to be faced in the future. Information is power. When you are told of what is going to befall you in the future, you have been empowered. So now, Apostle Paul, telling the vision, said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his mighty. He told the visions to put on the whole armor of God so that they could be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Yes, because the devil is at work 24/7. He doesn't rest. He's at work against the children of God. And it should be known that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. These are the challenges that we meet as believers. These are the challenges as we meet as ministers. The rulers of the darkness of this world. Their forces come from different directions, left, right, and center, back and forth. They are ever there. So if you are not prepared, if you have not been foretold, then that becomes a problem. You shouldn't leave any part of your body unprotected. No. He told the Ephesians that they should stand having their loins girded about with truth. Truth defeats the devil at any given time, in any place. This is the goodness about the truth. You remember that Jesus Christ, when he made the scribes and many of them who were there, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he says, if you know the truth shall set you free. Truth is able to defeat the devil anyway, anytime, anyhow. As long as you stand on the truth, then you have it all. So it is being said here, you should have your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. You know what made Job a popular figure in the Bible? He was a righteous man. He feared the Lord. And that made him very strong. That made him very popular. His name is there. He's counted amongst the generals. Job. The devil came from all fronts to try him, to test him in any way, every corner of his life. Job was shaken, lost his material wealth, lost his children, lost the affection from his own wife, and his friends also despised him. My. But even though we see a man, a character that stood firm, a character that had been armed all over, the mind, the hands, the heart, the conscience, that's the character of Job. As we move along this week in our daily devotion, we want to take a subject, very important subject, about swords. So we'll title Our sermon of the week, SWOT analysis of a believer. We want to analyze what makes a believer overcome. If you don't know your SWOT, if you cannot analyze what surrounds you, then you are already defeated before you get into the battle. For you to win a battle, you have to be prepared. You have to know your SWOT. When I'm talking about SWOT, S-W-O-T, S stands for strength. W stands for weakness. O stands for opportunity. And T stands for threats. So as a believer, my brother, you should know where your strength comes from. You should know where your strength is. Are you strong enough to stand against the devil? You need to be strong. You need to have your strength. You need to have firmness. If you are to be counted amongst those who should be overcomers, without strength, you are counted out. You can just be trampled upon by the devil in any way that he feels he can do. So you need strength. You have to, every believer, every minister must sit down and think about these things. The strength, the weakness, the opportunity, and the threats. The messenger to the Laodicean church age mentioned about three things that a minister should be watchful, should be very careful about. Women, money, popularity. And you heard him saying, on women, an overcomer. On monies, an overcomer. And he said, but he was very, very careful about popularity. In your life, in your ministry, check these things. Where is your strength? Where is your weak point? Where do you have the opportunity? And what are the threats that befall you? So in order for you to become a successful preacher, in order for you to become a successful believer, in order for you even to become a successful businessman or whatever responsibility that you would desire to do, if you are guided by those things, if you sit down and analyze one by one of each of these items, I can assure you, I can promise you that at the end of it all, you'll make it. That's the reason why Apostle Paul, in this whole chapter here, or in the scriptures or the verses that we've read, he told the Ephesians, he said, above all, taking the shield of faith, faith on its own, its strength, because faith knows no boundary. Faith is not limited. Faith is strength. It is a source which pushes you forward. It takes away all doubts. When you have faith, is power, is strength on its own. My. When people tell you that this thing will not be possible, you are not able to achieve this or that. But a man with faith, he has no mountains that stand before him. He has no giants that will stand before him. If a man has got faith in him, he doesn't see sicknesses. He knows that by faith, he's healed.
Amen.
And you know, Abraham, by faith, he left his own place which he was accustomed to unknown destination, to unknown place. The faith was a source of his strength. No matter what people would say, or to stand to discourage him, but that faith was a strength on him, and he made it to that promised land. So, my brother, we need to be strong. We need to have strength. Prayer also is a source of strength. When you pray, God is more than prepared even to answer your prayers, to give your heart's desire. Where is your strength? If you are a person who is always on your knees, being prayerful, meditating on the things of God, you will become a strong man. A week without prayer makes somebody weak. If you spend a week without prayer, if you spend a week without fasting, it makes you weak. You become a weak person, ineffective. That's the reason why, you see, even this Apostle Paul said here, if you can go with me to verse 18 of Ephesians 6, he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Not just a simple prayer, but a sincere prayer and praying in the Spirit. Apostle Paul was encouraging the Ephesians and is encouraging you today. Be a man of prayer, praying in the Spirit and watching. Not just praying and then you slumber. No, you watch and pray. When you do that, you will have the strength. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. You need to pray for all saints. You need to be prayerful. Pray for your brother. Pray for your sister. Pray for the success of the ministry. This is what Apostle Paul was saying. He even went on to say, and pray for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So I'd like to believe that you will be praying for me. All those who are listening to this daily devotion this week, here is a task for you: to pray for me. Sincerely, earnestly, so that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly and to make known the mystery of the gospel. Yes, it is through prayer that God will reveal what he needs to, which will benefit the bride, which will benefit his children, which will benefit the saints. So that these things that have been hidden, to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which am I ambassador in bonds, that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Apostle Paul knew that he was an ambassador. He knew where he stood. He knew where he was standing. So as we trod this path this week of analyzing the swords, strength, weakness, opportunity, and threats around our ministries, we believe the Lord will see us through and become a blessing at the end of the week. God bless you. Amen.